And we begin this edition of Ozarks at Large with Arkansas Senator Mark Pryor. Senator Pryor, welcome back to Ozarks at Large.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me again.
I want to begin our conversation this time discussing a proposed amendment that you had made. This in response to the sudden death of a U.S. Army National Guard Captain, Samson Luke, in Sebastian County.
Yeah, we had a 34-year-old captain in the Arkansas National Guard die back on January 10, 2010, so almost 2 years ago now. He had been to Iraq twice. He had been in the active duty. He was now in the National Guard, and he was doing his weekend, one weekend a month training that they do every month. And he lived 12 miles away from Fort Chaffee, so instead of having the Arkansas National Guard put him up in a hotel or something like that, he just stayed at home, you know, just trying to save the government a little money. Well, what happened was between the Saturday and Sunday training, you're under orders for 48 hours. And in that Saturday night, he was at home and he died in his sleep. Now, the doctors looked at it and they said it's clearly related to his training. He was in the line of duty. That's the term of art they use in the military. It was the strenuous work of the training. It was the length of the day. It was the weather conditions he was training in. So there's no doubt it's connected. Had he stayed in a hotel, he would have received a death gratuity. His family would have. But because he stayed at home, the military is saying he's not entitled to that death gratuity. Had he been driving to and from Fort Chaffee and died, had the heart attack or had the heart condition and died, he would have gotten the death gratuity, but not because he was staying at home. I feel like that's an injustice, and he has four children and a widow. We're trying to fix this on the Senate floor, and Senator McCain right now is opposing it, but we're working very hard to try to get a vote and get it passed this week.
Yes, this would say that it's in vicinity, and this would be retroactive, so if passed, this would provide benefits for the family.
It sure would. We back this up to retroactivity for 2 years so that anyone else in this situation, it could have happened in North Carolina, it could have happened in Alaska. We don't know of any other cases. It's probably happened here and there, but we've not been able to find any other cases. But to me, he's on orders. He's on duty. I mean, had they called him in the middle of the night that night and said, get back over here to Fort Chaffee, we need you, he would have been there. He would have had to be there. He's on duty. So it just so happened that in trying to save the government, you know, $39 or whatever it was, so he didn't have to sleep at the local, you know, Super 8 motel or whatever it may have been, he stayed home. And it's really unfortunate. I think he's trying to be pencil whipped by the military on this. But, you know, we're trying to help him, and his family's been great. And I just feel like if there is a gray area and it deals with a serviceman or his family, you err on the side of the serviceman or his family, you know. And in this case, I think it would be considered a gray area, and we just need to help the family out here.
What little concern I've seen voiced, and it hasn't been much, about this amendment is the fact that it's retroactive. Any idea how many families would fall under that?
We cannot find any others. There probably are some. We don't have the ability to do an exhaustive search, but in running our traps, we've not found any others. It probably happens from time to time, but we can't find that it affects anyone else. It would change the policy going forward. So if it happened in the future, we would make sure that folks were covered. From my standpoint, what this really is about is the unequal treatment between the National Guard and the reserve component and the active duty folks. If he was on active duty, no question he's covered. But because we're utilizing the National Guard more and more today, you know, quite frankly, all the benefits and all the systems haven't caught up with that effort. And so, again, if he was active duty, he'd be covered. If he was driving to and from, he'd be covered. But he's not covered. To me, it's a pure technicality, sleeping at home instead of sleeping on the post.
Any conversations with Department of Defense officials about this?
Yes. The Arkansas National Guard, by the way, has been great. They have advocated for his family all the way up the chain. They got turned down at the Secretary of the Army level. That's we kind of got involved about that time. Then this is, you know, maybe a year ago. We kind of sent, you know, wrote a letter to the Secretary of Defense and asked them to look at it. He just bounced it straight back down to the Secretary of the Army. So we've hit a dead end in terms of trying to work that administratively. Now we're trying to do it legislatively. And, you know, quite frankly, we've had some I know the the senators involved in the bill on the floor have had contact with the Department of Defense about this, because they're kind of looking at this going, what are you guys doing denying this family? We don't understand this, you know. So it's created a very constructive conversation with the Department of Defense. So I'm hoping we get it fixed by the statute, but also I just want to get this family some relief.
When you were in Northwest Arkansas earlier this fall, you, and I think you did this as well in Central Arkansas, you had a plan for trying to get the economy back on track and Washington back on track. And at the time, you said that some of your proposals, the success or how fast they might be successful, depended on what the super committee did. And now we know what the super committee did or didn't do.
Right. They fell apart.
Yeah. So how do you feel about your proposals?
Well, actually, you know, a lot of ours are already starting to work through the process. I think we have a total of 18 different bills that we're working in that. So we're not trying to pass it in one big bill. We're trying to piecemeal it through the Senate. We've already passed two of them, and we have others that are making their way through the system right now. The super committee, because it could not do what it was trying to do, I don't like that. I wish they'd been able to come up with some agreement, and I wish they would have taken the Simpson-Bowles debt commission recommendations and used that as the framework and patterned what they were doing after that. But anyway, they didn't, and that's ancient history at this point. But the super committee could have dramatically changed our spending and our taxing and our whole budget situation over the next few years. They didn't do that. So now we know that, you know, we're looking at probably sequestration, which is where the law now says that you just have to cut evenly between defense and domestic spending. So now that we know that, it does help on some of this to kind of clarify what the rules of the road will be over the next year or so.
Senator Mark Pryor, as always, thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.